Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Ulrich Kuhn, Director of Technical Marketing at ADVA Optical Networking. Welcome, Ulrich.
Thanks a lot.
So why don't we just start with a description of the company and how you guys fit into the networking arena?
ADVA Optical Networking is a provider of communication solutions. Especially, we are focusing on connectivity over fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a fiber and a service provider needs to connect an end customer, our solution can play a very fundamental role in that. So we do Ethernet and WDM technology.
So tell me, I was curious about this. What is the transition to NFV have in terms of implications for fiber technology?
So if a service provider has a customer and selling bandwidth service to the customer, then typically at the customer side, there is what we call a demarcation device. So connected to the demarcation device, there might be a router, there might be a firewall, there might be a WAN optimization unit. These are hardware appliances.
Sure.
And what network function virtualization provides is all of those hardware appliances can be run as software on a server. And what we do is we integrate those servers into our demarcation devices. So the big advantage for our customer, the service provider, is there's not just one network element on the customer premise, and this, with a server, runs various appliances on top.
Obviously, a tremendous opportunity for CapEx savings and efficiency, but why don't you tell me a little bit about the transition to supporting servers in your solutions, in moving to virtual CPE, and what that means for your own product line?
For our product, it's the integration effort of x86 servers into our demarcation network elements. The other part is also we need to make sure that our customers can easily integrate that into their environments. So we're engaging quite actively with open source activities like OpenStack.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure that we provide specific drivers to OpenStack, which allow a very seamless and very efficient integration of our network element in this open source. And this is the more or less de facto standard how most of the orchestration tools integrate NFV-enabled network elements into a wider NFV solution.
Obviously, performance and throughput is critical for the solutions that you're delivering. How have you worked to maintain those kind of characteristics in making this transition?
That's a very valid point. Cost per performance is a very essential part of the overall solution. One hand side, it's the excellent performance of Intel's x86 servers, plus the software appliances and software drivers provided by Intel for acceleration purposes. On the other hand, it's also the way how we integrate service in our technology. What is quite unique with how we approach this is we provide additional hardware-based acceleration, and we provide some hardware-based probing and monitoring functions. So this allows an independent surveillance and monitoring of virtual network functions running on a server, independent from the server itself. It's offloading a server from monitoring and service assurance tasks. And the acceleration piece obviously brings a significant performance benefit as it allows, for example, the forwarding, the switching in the physical plane rather than in OVS. Software-based forwarding scheme.
You mentioned collaboration with Intel. Can you tell me a little bit about that collaboration? And I know that you're members of the Intel Network Builders Program. Can you tell me a little bit about your engagement there and what you've seen in terms of benefits?
It's various aspects which are very relevant and important for us. There is, on the technology side, the ability as member of the Network Builder Program to have a good, efficient contact to the technology community from Intel. So if there's any question we have with the integration of those components, we have very capable support from Intel engineers. Further aspect is the community itself. We get visibility as member of the Network Builder Program within the wider community of vendors, operators, virtual network function providers. So if there's any need for putting together a solution, and NFV consists of various stakeholders, within this community, we find the respective partners, and with support from Intel, then groups are formed and brought together. That's a further benefit from being a member of the Network Builder Program.
Mm-hmm.
And a third element being able to jointly communicate. So if we achieve some good results, we have the ability to jointly market that. And by doing that, significantly amplify sure. what ADVA optical networking could do with support from Intel.
When you take a look at comms service providers and their early adoption of technology, where do you think we are? And what do you think is going to characterize 2016 looking ahead in terms of the adoption rate?
I think the end scenario is pretty good defined by work done from the ETSI NFV ISG. They described kind of blueprint for NFV. They describe a technology architecture, but they left the implementation, the specific interfaces, component definitions of this architecture to downstream organizations. Mm-hmm. So at the lower layers, a network function virtualization infrastructure or the virtual infrastructure management solutions, a lot of focus went into this, and there quite mature solutions are available, hardware as well as respective software. If you go up the layer towards the management and orchestration overarching solutions, a lot needs to be done if the expected outcome, which is an open system, shall be achieved. And if we will not end up in vendor-specific solutions mm-hmm. or silos done by specific operators. So focus will be on filling in those gaps.
So interoperability is a key thing to be taking a look at. What has ADVA done in terms of driving interoperability to date?
We have a very strong focus on staying open. On one hand side, we engage with standard specification organizations in doing interface protocol specifications. Implementing that in our network elements, having a quite pragmatic restriction on where we see what is from our company and what is from companies which are much more expertise in different domains like orchestration. We don't see ourselves as an orchestration solution provider. We want to have the best solution being most seamlessly and easy to integrate under an orchestration. Mm-hmm. This is what our focus is on the product side. And this is what, initially, I said, what we back up with respective standards bodies engagement.
Intel agrees that interoperability is key. We just announced a major initiative under the Network Builders umbrella called Fast Track, where interoperability is one of the key components. Where do you think the industry needs to go in terms of working on that now that we're in more of the implementation stage? Is it plugfests? Is it hackathons? Is it interop labs? What do you think is the solution?
All of them, I'd say. We very much appreciate this engagement from Intel. We see it as an independent effort to do this overarching integration of those different components, allowing various vendors to provide parts of it, integrate it, get it tested. So for us, openness is key, mm-hmm. and this is an excellent platform for us to prove that we can fulfill this promise.
So Ulrich, if folks were listening online today and want to learn more about the ADVA optical networking solutions in the marketplace, where would you send them?
I would like to invite them to our homepage, advaoptical.com.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's been a real pleasure. I hope you have a great day in Düsseldorf.
Thanks a lot for meeting here and the interview. Thanks.